They cried and beat their chests in mourning for the loss of Imam Hussein, the Prophet Muhammad's grandson. Hussein was killed in 680 AD along with his supporters by the army of Yazid in the Iraqi city of Karbala. And ever since, Shia Muslims especially have commemorated this event by reliving the pain and sorrow endured by Hussein and his family.
I think today is really important because, well, one, it brings a lot of Muslims together in one place, all united, and it just reminds them all, like, what kind of our ancestors or like stuff like that went through.
There are some people who are beyond the history, who stand above the history, just like Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, like Abraham 4,000 years ago. They stand above the history because of the soul, which was so pure, their souls, which were so pure, which were made as an example, an exemplar for all human beings. And I think Hussein is one of these people.
The congregation was told that the events of Karbala are still relevant in 21st century Britain, and they were reminded that Imam Hussein sacrificed his own life in the cause of justice.
Anyone who claims high moral ground, we cannot accept it unless we see it in their actions, in their behavior. And actually Hussein alayhi salam interpreted for us the meaning of Islam, the meaning of the Quran, and how we should behave to be called a Muslim. That is the importance of this day.
Later, a well-attended march was held in central London, despite it being the middle of the working week and the miserable weather.
As you can see behind me, thousands of Shia Muslims are marching through central London today to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the Prophet Muhammad's grandson. And the main message of this day, according to them, is the duty of all Muslims to stand up against oppression and evil.
The marchers told me that the message of Ashura is particularly relevant in a world where Muslims are still being oppressed and where sectarianism is being promoted by some parties. They vowed to learn the lessons from this momentous day and to implement them in their lives. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.